Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of the Let's Talk Atlanta podcast. I am your host, Lakeisha Mack, and today is Monday, July 17th, 2023. Now, you guys know what we do every Monday about this time. Yes, we have our Monday motivational quote. Now, today's motivational quote goes a little something like this. The less you reveal, the more people can wonder. And I'm going to say that again. You guys will let that marinate, okay? The less you reveal, the more people can wonder. Now, I'm going to tell you a little more about that particular quote. Now, that particular quote is dissected like this. The less you reveal, basically, the less you run your mouth, the less you tell your friend, your coworker, your cousin, auntie, grandmama, whoever, what have you, the less you tell them, the less you reveal, the more they're going to wonder. Yes, it is okay and perfectly fine to let the people wonder. The people don't always need to know what's going on next in your life, in your relationship, or your business endeavor. Now, you know what I say. I say this right here. If people in your life, or if there's a person in your life who is not doing the three F's, which are feeding, financing, or fucking you, they really don't matter. Now, oftentimes we get excited about what we got going on. We get excited about telling somebody our plan, about telling somebody, girl, you know, I'm about to give them my 1 week notice, my 2 week notice. That's fine. You can do that. But a lot of times when we speak too soon, we let people know information that really is not imperative to them. It's none of their business. And so, although we may be excited about the information that we're giving, that information can really end up hurting you. So, let's say, for example, you are telling your friend or coworker that you plan on putting in your 1-2 weeks notice. Now, yeah, they're gonna listen because it's juicy. You know, maybe they don't have something else going on in their life. So they're gonna say, for real, girl? Oh, so where are you gonna be working? Where are you moving to? Whatever. But then the word gets out to your superior. To your superior, with any job, you are very easily replaceable. And so when this information gets around to them, you can possibly end up being terminated for whatever reason. Really doesn't have to be a good reason. But see, because we got overly excited and we wanted to tell people our next move in the game, we ended up hurting ourselves. We should have kept that information to ourselves. Again, we should have kept that information to ourselves. Now, I too have, you know, been guilty of telling someone my next move, and it has, you know, in turn, bit me in the ass. See, I learned from that. So whatever mistake you make does not have to be an absolute end all. But see, as long as you make your mistake mistake a lesson. As long as we take that mistake and we learn from it, that's the whole name of the game. We want to learn. We want to advance. We want to better and further ourselves. So, in terms of advancing and or furthering yourself or endless possibilities, continue to not reveal so much so soon, or at all for that matters. So the less you reveal, the more people can wonder, and it's okay for them to wonder. They call it your business for a reason, and they're going to wonder, but sometimes it's not quite time to show the hand that you're playing. It's okay. It's okay to keep it cute and keep it on mute. So anyway, that was our Monday motivational meeting. And I enjoy all of my listeners. I love my listeners. You're very, very special to me. There would not be a me. There would not be a Let's Talk Atlanta if it were not for you guys. So I encourage everyone to have a wonderful, positive, and productive Monday. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you. Bye.